everyone. This is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, this week we're going to start with the Hopscotch Music Festival, recently called America's secretly best festival, and the premier experimental and underground festival in America. It's celebrating its fifth anniversary this September 4th through the 6th, featuring more than 140 bands over 3 days in downtown Raleigh. Complete information, including ticket prices and schedules, can be found at hopscotchmusicfest.com. Since 1985, Farm Aid has had concerts in 18 states from sea to shining sea. This year, North Carolina makes state number 19. Farm Aid's 2014 concert will be September 13th at Raleigh's Walnut Creek Amphitheater. As we've mentioned many times, why the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival is coming October 3rd and 4th. Wide Open Bluegrass is the urban bluegrass music festival that closes out the IBMA's World of Bluegrass Week in downtown Raleigh. It's produced by IBMA and Raleigh's local organizing committee and features the best in traditional and acoustic music on three stages. In addition to stellar ticketed main stages, the festival now includes a free street festival. For more information about ticket prices and a complete schedule of events, including the free street festival, go to wideopenbluegrass.com. Also at Wide Open, the world-renowned trio The Krueger Brothers will debut a new concerto, Lucid Dreamer, during the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival this fall. Switching to PNC Arena, Friday, September 12th, multi-talented platinum-selling recording artist Demi Lovato brings her all-new world tour to Raleigh's PNC Arena. Again, that's Friday, September 12th. Then on Thursday, September 18th, it's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with special guest Steve Winwood. Every 2014 tour ticket will include Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album, The Hypnotic Eye. Ticket prices, $32, $51, $71, $91, and $127. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Other events upcoming at PNC Arena: hip-hop legends on Saturday, October 18th. Some of the biggest names from the glory days of hip-hop will be featured on the Hip-Hop Legends Tour. DMX will headline the show, followed by the 2000s hip-hop legend Ja Rule, as well as the old school era's finest, including Rakim, EPMD, Rob Bass, and Kool Moe Dee. The tour is presented as part of the HipHopLegends.com concert series, which also produced the 2011 Salt and Pepper Legends of Hip Hop Tour. Tickets $49, $59, and $99. Brantley Gilbert with special guests Tyler Farr and Aaron Lewis will be at PNC Arena on Thursday, October 30th. Brantley Gilbert built a grassroots fan base in and around Georgia before trying his luck in Nashville. His first success was as a songwriter, as he helped pen a number of Colt Ford songs, as well as Jason Aldean's Dirt Road Anthem. Coming up November 9th, America's favorite comic ventriloquist and the star of Comedy Central's highest-rated specials, Jeff Dunham and his beloved cast of characters bring their Disorderly Conduct tour to the PNC in Raleigh. Again, that is November 9th. Other shows coming up at PNC Arena, Trans-Siberian Orchestra will be performing their rock opera, The Christmas Attic, live for the first time ever on their winter tour, 2014, beginning November 19th. There are going to be two performances at PNC Arena on Saturday, November 22nd at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. Tickets are not yet on sale. It can be, when they do go on sale, they can be purchased at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Friday, December 5th, it's the Black Keys with special guest St. Vincent. The Black Keys tour supports the duo's highly anticipated new album, Turn Blue, that was released back in May. Turn Blue comprises 11 new tracks, including the first single, Fever. And again, that is on Friday, December 5th, The Black Keys. Disney on Ice presents Frozen at PNC Arena, December 10th through the 14th. Enter a fantastical winter wonderland beyond all imagination at Disney on Ice presents Frozen. You'll be magically whisked away into the wintry world of Arendelle, where you'll be dazzled by amazing special effects and astonishing skating. Again, performances are December 10th through the 14th. Disney on Ice presents Frozen at PNC Arena. Then on December 31st, Concord, North Carolina natives, the Abbott Brothers, will be spending their New Year's Eve 2014 with thousands of friends and fans at PNC Arena. Banjoist Scott Evett and guitarist Seth Evett formed the Abbott Brothers with stand-up bass player Bob Crawford. Growing up in Concord, the boys immersed themselves in their musician dad's record collection, falling in love with Bob Dylan, Neil Young, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Since then, they've become genre stalwarts over the course of seven albums. Again, tickets four shows at PNC Arena can be purchased online at thepncarena.com. The PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Durham Performing Arts Center, coming up August 27th, it's Lyle Lovett and his large band. A singer, composer, and actor, Lyle Lovett has broadened the definition of American music in a career that spans 14 albums. August 30th, a celebration of inspiration with Kirk Franklin and special guest Erica Campbell. For nearly two decades now, Kirk Franklin has been a multi-platinum selling purveyor of majestic fusions of gospel and contemporary music. Again, that's Kirk Franklin with special guest Erica Campbell at Durham Performing Arts Center, August 30th. Also at DPAC, September 16th through the 21st, it's Dirty Dancing, the classic story on stage in an unprecedented live experience, exploding with heart-pounding music, passionate romance, and sensational dancing. Then September 26th, The Temptations and the Four Tops. For more than 40 years, the Temps have prospered, propelling popular music with a series of smash hits and sold-out performances throughout the world. The history of the Temptations is the history of contemporary American pop. An essential component of the original Motown machine, the Temps began their musical life in Detroit in the early 60s. It wasn't until 1964, however, that the Smokey Robinson written and produced The Way You Do the Things You Do turned the guys into stars. An avalanche of hits followed. And the Four Tops were constantly producing songs about love, happiness, and romantic heartbreak in the quintessential Detroit sound Motown tradition. No other popular quartet associated with the American 60s sound has succeeded in remaining as fresh, joyful, lively, and timely. The Four Tops have created a special magic that continues to delight audiences of all ages and nationalities, and their reign as the grand gentlemen of rock and roll is far from over. Other acts coming up at DPAC, September 28th, it's Nick Swardson, Taste It Tour. October 4th, the Best of Jethro Tull, performed by Ian Anderson. October 8th through the 19th, the wildly popular Phantom of the Opera comes to DPAC, or returns to DPAC. October 25th, it's Bill Cosby. October 29th, Susan Boyle. November 6th, Jason Isbell with special guest Sturgill Simpson. November 8th, comedian Joan Rivers. November 13th, Straight No Chaser with their Happy Hour tour. All right, now I'll do Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Friday, August 29th, it's Paul Mooney. Friday, September 5th, it's John Hodgman. Hodgman is a writer, humorist, geek celebrity, former professional literary agent, and expert on all world knowledge. He was the bumbling PC in Apple's long-running I'm a Mac, I'm a PC ad campaign, and as The Daily Show with Jon Stewart's resident expert. Again, that's at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street, Friday, September 5th, John Hodgman. Thursday, September 11th, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, and on Friday, September 12th, it's Marty Stewart. Marty Stewart is a five-time Grammy winner, platinum recording artist, Grand Ole Opry star, country music archivist, Southern culture historian, photographer, musician, songwriter, TV show host, charismatic force of nature, and a country music fan. Since starting out singing gospel as a child, Stewart, who is now 54, has spent over four decades celebrating American roots music with a missionary zeal. Again, that's Friday, September 12th at the Carolina Theater. Other upcoming acts at Carolina Theater, September 13th is Justin Townes Earl, September 18th, Keb Mo, September 29th, Click Clack Moo, September 30th, Mesa, October 1st, Cheyenne Jackson, and October 2nd, it's the Manhattan Transfer. For more information about upcoming acts at Carolina Theater in Durham, 919-560-3030. All right, turning our attention to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Coming up September 11th through the 28th at Fletcher Opera Theater, it's Carolina Ballet. Carolina Ballet is excited to open its 17th season with the beloved Russian folktale Firebird. This mesmerizing ballet is set to the groundbreaking score by Igor Stravinsky and choreographed by our very own artistic director, Robert Weiss. September 19th and 20th, it's Branford Marcellus and Grant Llewellyn, the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Again, that's September 19th and 20th. September 26th and 27th, West Side Story. This is with the North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, Maymandy Concert Hall. Grant Llewellyn is the music director. September 30th at Memorial Auditorium, it's Rhonda Vincent and Gene Watson together again, and this is part of Broadway Series South. By the way, for more information on events upcoming at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, you can call 919-996-8700. Okay, other upcoming events at Duke Energy Center, October 3rd through the 5th, at Maymandy Concert Hall, it's Yevgeny Sudbin plays Rachmaninoff. This is part of the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Ticket prices range from $50 to $55. October 9th through the 26th, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater presents Dracula Mask. When this spine-chilling program premiered in 2010, it was an instant favorite. Now, Bram Stoker's Dracula and Edgar Allan Poe's The Mask of the Red Death return to Carolina Ballet, brought to life through the choreography of Lynn Taylor Corbett and Robert Weiss. October 14th through the 19th, it's a Chorus Line. And tickets prices range from $26.69 to $90.74. October 17th at the Duke Energy for the Performing Arts at the Oscars, North Carolina Symphony Friday favorites at Maimandy Concert Hall. William Henry Curran is the resident conductor. October 24th and 25th, Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maimandy Concert Hall. October 29th, Shaping Sound at Fletcher Opera Theater, created by Emmy Award-nominated choreographers Travis Wall, Nick Lazzarini, Teddy Forance, and Kyle Robinson. Shaping Sound is an electrifying mashup of dance styles and musical genres brought fully to life on stage by a dynamic company of contemporary dancers. Ticket prices range from $50.71 to $84.87, and VIP ticket includes the meet and greet. And November 1st, it's Phantoms of the Orchestra, North Carolina's Young People Concert Series at Maimandy Concert Hall. Each year around Halloween, the Phantoms of the Orchestra return to haunt the concert hall. The conductor and his terrified assistant must use the power of the baton to control this ghoulish orchestra of the undead and lead them in concert. New item for Triangle Bulletin Board. We're going to talk about some of the upcoming North Carolina festivals and events occurring around the state. August 29th through September 1st, it's the Matthews Alive Festival in Matthews, North Carolina. August 29th through the September 1st, the North Carolina Apple Festival in Hendersonville. September 4th, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. September 5 and 6, Historic Morganton Festival. September 5 and 6, Indian Summer Festival in Hertford. September 7th through the 14th, Beak Week, Goldsboro Poultry Festival. September 13th, Bush Hill Heritage Festival in Archdale. That same date is the Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. September 17th through the 21st is the Clayton Harvest and Music Festival. 18th through the 20th, Daily Vincent Fest at Denton Farm Park. 18th through the 20th, North Carolina Turkey Festival in Rayford. 19th and 20th, it's Eden River Fest. 19th through the 21st, North Carolina Paddle Festival in Swansboro. 19th through the 21st, International Festival of Raleigh. And we have several events on September 20th. Pinehurst Oktoberfest, Locust Outdoor Expo, Creedmoor Music Festival, Yadkin Valley Harvest Festival in Yadkinville, and September 20th and 21st is the North Carolina Rice Festival in Belleville. September 24th through the 27th, Denver Days, and that's Denver, North Carolina, of course. September 25th through the 28th, it's Benson Mule Days. All right, coming up at Walnut Creek Amphitheater, few dates left before the closing of the season. September 6th, it's Jason Aldean, Florida Georgia Line, and Tyler Farr. September 7th, 95X Big Shindig. September 10th, 5 Seconds of Summer. September 13th, of course, we mentioned it earlier, is Farm Aid. September 17th, Kings of Leon, Young the Giant, and Congos. And on October 9th at Walnut Creek Amphitheater, the Zac Brown Band. For more information on upcoming events at Walnut Creek Amphitheater, call 919-831-6400. Three events coming up at the Red Hat Amphitheater. September 13th is Life in Color. September 18th, Lord. And October 9th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. For more information on events at Red Hat, contact 919-996-8800. Again, that's at Red Hat Amphitheater. Coming up at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary, we've got Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass Series, 5 concerts. September 3rd, it's Old Habits. September 10th, Tommy Edwards and Carolina Lightning with special guests Matt Hooper and Swift Creek. September 17th, Grass Cats. September 24th, Acoustic Manor with special guests Victoria Lee and the New Underground. And on October 1st, Charles Petty and the Iron Mountain Messengers. And, of course, also coming up at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary, October 5th, Darius Rucker, with special guests David Nail and Joel Krause. Tickets on sale at Amphitheater Box Office, etickets.com, or rather etix.com, that's E-T-I-X, or by calling 1-800-514-3849. And more information you can obtain by calling 919-462-2025. All right, some upcoming concerts. Pickin' in the Plaza, Pinecone teams up with the producers of Raleigh's Oak City 7 concert series to bring you Pickin' in the Plaza, Freecomer's summer concert series held in City Plaza on Fayetteville Street in Raleigh. They have one concert left. That's August 28th. It's Acoustic Manor with the Hay Brothers. And two concerts for North Hills Midtown Bluegrass Series with Sunday Ramble in the Park. And the Midtown Bluegrass Series appeals to old and young alike, featuring the best of bluegrass with popular string band music. September 12th, it's Front Country. And October 19th, the Barefoot Movement. Some Duke performances coming up. Tickets are for age 30 and under, $15. Duke students, $10. Lost in the Trees and Bombadil and Diadem, Thursday, August 28th, 6 o'clock at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens. And then the Campbell Brothers play John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, Friday, September 5th at Hay-Tie Heritage Center. You can get more information by calling 919-660-3356 or going to dukeperformances.duke.edu. One concert left at the North Carolina Museum of Art. It is Saturday, September 27th at 8 p.m. It's The Head and the Heart. It's co-presented with Cat's Cradle. Not long ago, these rising stars of indie folk rock were on the Seattle street corner strumming their acoustic guitars, stomping their feet, and singing in harmony to attract the attention of passersby. The Head and the Heart's unbridled energy informed their original material, which was honed in local clubs and captured on their 2011 debut album for the Sub Pop label. Critical acclaim for their new album, Let's Be Still, points to an enduring career ahead, from the lush chamber pop of Homecoming Heroes to the groovy Summertime and the roots-rocking Shake. The album is the work of a more well-rounded ensemble. All right, North Carolina State Fair is coming up before long, believe it or not. And the lineup for entertainment, October 16th through the 26th at Dorton Arena. Thursday, October 16th, Vanilla Ice. The tickets are $5. Friday, October 17th, Tamela Mann. The tickets are $10. Tickets are $12 for Clay Walker on Saturday, October 18th. Parmalee entertains on Sunday, October 19th, and the tickets are $10. Love and Theft performs Monday, October 20th. Tickets are $10. James Gregory is the headliner at the Dorton Arena on Tuesday, October 21st. Tickets are $5. Wednesday, October 22nd, is Brandy Clark. Tickets are $5. Thursday, October 23rd, McLean, including China and McLean, with special guest Before You Exit. Tickets for that show are $10. They're also $10 for Newsboys, who will headline on Friday, October 24th. Saturday, October 25th, it's Trace Adkins. The tickets are $17. And they'll close out the fair on Sunday, October 26th, with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Tickets are $15, and all concerts begin at 7:30. Once again, that's the North Carolina State Fair Dorton Arena concerts, October 16th through the 26th. Alrighty, upcoming outdoor concerts, Chapel Hill, Carolina Inns, Fridays on the Porch continues every Friday through October 3rd. The free Southern Village Sunday Night Outdoor Music Series continues through October 13th on the Village Green. Only one more date for the Clayton Town Square Concert Series. The last date is September 18th. Also wrapping up the season in Clayton, concerts at the Crossroads from 6 to 9 p.m. The last concert of the season is September 4th. In Durham, the center stage at American Tobacco Concert continues with events August 28th and September 4th. Also in Durham, the Streets of South Point's Music on Main. Free concerts are held every Saturday through October 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. And in Hillsboro, a different band performs for free on the Weaver Street Market Lawn every last Friday of the month through September 26th from 6:30 to 8:30. And in Morrisville, the Live in the District Music Series, the free concerts are held every Thursday through October 10th. And a couple of the fairs that are coming up soon, August 26th through the 30th, it's the Burke County Fair. August 27th through September 1st is the Hickory American Legion Fair, and August 29th through September 6th, it's the Rocky Mount Ag Fair. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.